Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. We want to travel. This morning we will travel on your knees Tuesday. Let's go to prayer. Dear Father, thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Father, without you, nothing would be impossible. Father, we thank each and every one for TMC family for taking the time out to get up this morning to hear a word from you, from the speaker. Father God, we just know that you are blessing us, blessing the Artists International, because last night was the last night for our month, end of the month. No other company does what we do. We just excited and thank God for that. Father God, we thank the speaker that's going to bring us the word. We thank Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for answering this call, say yes. Lord, we can't say anything but say yes, yes, yes. If you have 1,000 tongues, we will thank you, bless it. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us pray. Let us go out today and be a blessing to someone. I want to also put in prayer my brother's wife. She has Alzheimer's. So, Lord, we just want to pray for that she gets better. Pray for my brother in Christ in Church on the Hill. He was all coughing New Year's night, and he had to go to the hospital. Father God, we want to lift him in prayer. We want to lift everyone that's in the sound of my voice in health. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let us pray. TMC's family, let's go out and travel on our knees Tuesday. And host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away. Thank you.
Amen and praise God for you. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with Jesus' joy and with such kingdom greeting. Just want to say thank you to you, Minister Cox, for greeting and feeding God's children this morning and welcoming our new guests and our returning guests to the Master's Call. Family members, we're so excited that you said yes to God this morning and joined us, and we want to invite you time in and time out. So we're asking that you post the call on your social media sites to invite your friends, your coworkers, your family, and your neighbors. And we also ask that you dial in every Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 o'clock out there on the West Coast. We also encourage you to dial in a few minutes earlier, so you have an opportunity to fellowship and let us know what God is doing in your life and give us a little testimony or praise report or just to hear how your other TMC family is doing before the call. We're just so elated that you have said yes to the Master. This call was founded October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, and we heard their name already, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Dr. Dimple, the motivator. We're so excited because God gave them a mandate, and they followed it to a T. When God gave them this mandate, they said yes to the call, thus this telecommunications sanctuary. We are excited about this call because since October 2010, this call has gone uninterrupted, holidays included, and we are excited and proud about that. If you go to the website www.themasterscall.net, you'll be able to read what's going on with the Master's Call. You'll be able to hear the archive messages, their prayer directives, especially now during our corporate fast. We have a fast going on, and it is not too late for you to join us. It is day two of our Daniel fast. So I encourage you to go to www.themasterscall.net so you can see what needs to be done in order to join us with this fast, and we are really, really pushing for 40 days. So if you're out there and you're going to join us, make sure you're on the call for that added motivation, and also make sure you go to the website so you can see Thus Saith the Lord as it relates to the mandate with this fast. We also invite you go ahead and check out our email as well, because the website is interactive. The website lets you know what's going on with the Master's Call. However, we want you to email us and let us know that God gave you a mission. God told you it's time for you to be a greeter or a prayer intercessor, or God told you that there's a word that he has given you and he wants you to let it out. We encourage you to use our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. And there we will call those from the north, the south, the east, and the west to let us know, thus saith the Lord. Also, for prayer requests, or for testimonies and praise reports, you can use our email for that. Or just shoot us a line and just say, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and God bless. Another awesome thing about this call, it's on the website, like we mentioned, fully interactive. There's an email address associated with it, which is really great. And we also have a scripture reference that God has given us. And that scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So, Master's Call family, we start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer and encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer. We know that when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. So that's something to really, really get enthusiastic about. And we also have a mission statement that God has given Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And I don't know about you, but the mighty man of God that's about to come on the line definitely gets me encouraged through the word today. So we're just really, really happy about this Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary. And again, if you go to the website, you'll be able to learn more about the speaker that's coming on now, as well as others that have been on the call already. Now, directly after this call is the MMC call, the Morning Motivation Call, and that call is hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, as well as other artistpreneurs and movers and shakers at Artists International. And we want you to join us on that call. The number is area code 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598-POUND. And you may say, well, wait a minute. What does a motivation call have to do with the Master's Call, and what is a Platinum President, and who is Dorothy Cook? I don't know what you're talking about. I dialed into a prayer line. Well, yes, you did, and again, we are family-oriented. We want to support each other, and the MMC call is a call that we all join, that we all get on at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, and 5:30 Pacific Time. And like Platinum President Marie Preston always says, a closed mouth is a closed business. Well, that's why we jump on this call, because we are Artists International distributors, and we are part of this awesome company, because not only is it sold out to the Lord, not only has this company changed mindsets and zip codes, but it's also the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven, as Minister Brenda Terrell would say. So we encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call and ask them to tell you about the greatest health and wellness company out there that is debt-free and that is changing the lives of so many people. We want you to find out more about it. So go back to the person and then ask them, and I'm sure they will be more than glad to tell you more about Artists International. Well, I'm about to move out the way, like I said, because I want to hear what the Lord has to say this morning. And this speaker is such a motivator, such a servant of God, and I am happy to introduce to you Minister Lance Waterman. He says, make a decision and move now. It's the mantra of Coach LA, and has embodied as a certified coach professional and also a health and wellness coach. He's a business coach and executive coach with World Coach Institute and Dream Release Coaching. And Coach LA is committed to helping individuals transform their mind, their body, and spirit by creating and accomplishing a powerful, powerful goal and developing a life plan. Through his flagship coaching programs, Prepare for Success Now and Defeating Procrastination, Coach LA inspires and empowers individuals to take their life to the next level and tap into the greatness that is within them. I encourage you to go to our website, again, www.themasterscall.net, so you can learn more about Coach LA. But for now, I'm about to move out the way and let him take over and let us know, thus saith the Lord. Coach LA, are you there?
Amen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Praise God. Take it away.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. And Happy New Year to you, TMC family. It's been a minute. I have accomplished certain things and transitioned myself to another level. And I thank God for people like Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon and, of course, my mother, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and others who are instrumental in helping me to accomplish what I'm accomplishing today. Without further ado, I coined today a new beginning, a new beginning. Yeah, we are 6 days into this new year, and obviously this is a year of new beginnings. It's a year of new beginnings for myself. It should be a year of new beginnings for each and every one of us. Why? Because we don't expect the same things to take place in our lives as we go forward in life, period, because we know that God is a God of change. When I think about new beginning, I thought about the first time that I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and then I was baptized being going down in that water, coming up new, coming up afresh, water being the cleansing part of the whole, of that part of the water baptism. And when you were born again, you should have been excited and you should have been enthusiastic. You started reading things you never read before about yourself, about Christian living. You started participating in Bible study and new converts class. And then you wanted to share that experience. And then you hit a roadblock. And that was called challenge. See, new beginnings come with challenges. I want to say that again. New beginnings come with challenges. And why do you say that, Minister Land? Because, see, God said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, he says, I will make you a great nation. I will make your name great. I will bless those who bless you. But before he could do that, Abraham had to leave a place that was familiar to him. I'm going to say that again. Abraham had to leave a place that was familiar to him. He had to leave familiar surroundings for a place that was unfamiliar to him. Oftentimes, God is very intentional and instructional about what he wants you to do. Some of the challenges for most of us is that we fear the unknown. This past season, I've come out of a lean season. There were times when I didn't want to continue because I just had enough of the bad news that was coming after, one thing after another. There are people here today that has received instructions to go, to leave, to go over there. But we are still in the same place because it's familiar to us. New beginnings come with challenges. New beginnings come with challenges. Moses went from prince to fugitive to shepherd to leader. He had to go through some things to experience a new beginning. Gideon went from hiding to a hero. He had to go through some things to get to where he was going and to where he is, where he was at that time. Esther, and we all know the story of Esther, an orphan. She was fatherless. But she became queen. See, we have to go through some things in order to get to where we need to go. And lastly, David, he was a shepherd who became king of Israel. No one goes through this life without getting some scars or bruises, because God is intentional and he is instructional. We all have to go through this journey called life in order for us to get to where we want to go, and that is heaven. But you're going to have to go through the challenges that's called life before you can get there. So new beginnings. Where has God called you to in 2015? Did he make it plain, or did you write your vision and did you make it plain? Remember, when you accepted the call of salvation, was there ever a promise to you that it was going to be easy? No. Every call on your life is going to come with some serious challenges, some that are not as comfortable as you would like. It may not seem comfortable. It may not feel comfortable. But God has always promised you that he will not forsake you, that he will be there with you through the end. Oh, yes, there will be storms because he has promised that. There will be times when you want to give up. But that's why he says, I am your comforter. There are going to be some days where you just want to go back. Ask Moses. He asked God, why him? And why these people? So there are going to be some times, especially if you're in a leadership role, like with your Artists International and the prospects that you are talking to, and they're not getting it. There are going to be times when your people who you're training are going to fall off this year. That's not going to stick and stay. There's going to be some times where, you know what, the customer service is not going to be cooperating with you at that time. There's going to be some times when things are not going to go according to how you plan. Some of you woke up today not really sure just how you're going to get these things done. We're talking about new beginnings. Because, see, this is a day that none of us has ever seen before. Yesterday is dead and gone. Tomorrow is never promised to us. Every minute that we step into is called our future. And when we step into a minute, we're leaving the past behind. So what outlook are you expecting this year? Have you created some goals for yourself? And in doing so, what does the game plan to accomplish those goals look like? Because you should have a starting point and an end point. And don't forget a midpoint. How are you going to measure your success this year? How are you going to measure your success for this next 30 days? Or what about this week? You should have a game plan that's going to measure how you are going to accomplish these things you set out this year. Because if you don't, then you will plan to fail. What do your goals look like for this year, for 2015? How's your outlook? Because if God be for you, who can really be against you? We're talking about new beginnings. We're talking about a new attitude, an attitude of gratitude. We're talking about an outcome that's so bright that people will want to be a part of your life. Or are you still operating in the same old, same old? I would like to believe that when God told Abraham to go, and we know this story, But I would like to believe that when he told Abraham to go, of course Abraham probably had some hesitation because he's human. Because he was leaving his family, he was leaving a familiar place. How many of you can honestly say that you can do what Abraham did? See, I can say I did that. I left a job that was familiar to me for 7 years, that paid me handsomely. I left the house after 11 years. I am packed up in this house, getting ready to leave this place after 1 year. Because, see, when God tells me to go, I have to go. How many of you can actually say I can do that and be comfortable with it? Because, see, when God speaks to you, God speaks to you, and he will make it plain. He will give you instruction, and the intention will be there. So, my brothers and sisters, I leave you with this thought. A new beginning will always come with new challenges. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Minister Nashar, back to you.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Praise God for such a mighty and on-time message. I tell you, Minister Lance Mortimer, we truly enjoy when you come on and give us God's word straight from the throne room. And we're going to ask you to come back so you can give our closing benediction. But we're about to go before the Lord in prayer right now. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning thanking you for our Abraham journey. Thanking you, Lord, that we are able to trust you and know that when you speak and when you move within us, that we must listen and follow and obey. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask that you touch Lance Waterman right now, his family, his friends, those who are being coached by him, the person he's being coached by, everyone in his circle, Lord, we just ask right now that you bless them abundantly, that you do what you did with David, Lord, and bless him until there's overflow. We just want to thank you so much for the word that came through this morning, God, because we want to know and hear from you, Lord, and do what it is that you ask us to do, Lord. Lord, it's so easy for us to do the things that we want to do. It is so easy for us to do the things that we like to do. But Father, in the name of Jesus, give us the fortitude and give us the courage and give us the strength and faith to do what it is that you want us to do. Because we know sometimes we come up with great ideas and great thoughts, but they may not be godly ideas or godly thoughts. So right now, during this corporate fast that we have, during this consecration, we ask that you speak to us, Lord. Speak to us in such a way that we've never heard before. Show up and show out in our lives right now as we deny ourselves of the things that we like, Lord. And Lord, we already should put you first, and we should already make you the forefront. But God, forgive us when we don't. Forgive us when other things become idols, such as food and people and social media and our thoughts that run wild. Father, we ask that you redirect us during this time and speak to us boldly, Lord, so we can do what it is that you want us to do. Father, we thank you for the prayer request that's come. Those spoken and unspoken. We thank you for the 19th beautiful day of life for baby miracle, God. And we just thank you that every single second of her life, that you continue to wow and amaze the doctors and specialists. Lord, they are going to come from this knowing that you are God and God all by yourself, knowing that though they have skills and expertise, that you have the final answer because you are the Alpha and the Omega and all in between that, God. So we just want to thank you that you're using miracle right now to not only be a miracle, but to bring others to Christ. So we ask that you watch over the Clay Delahousse family, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you comfort the Henderson family, that you comfort the Stowers family, Lord. Continue to give them rest and comfort as they bereave a loved one, Lord, knowing that right now that you are there for them, Lord, knowing that joy will come in the morning, knowing that no matter what it looks like and feels like, Lord, that you are God reigning through our lives. So we just want to say thank you for that added blessing and thank you for that comfort. And Father, we just want to thank you for healing virtue and healing nature for those who are afflicted and those who are in the hospital and those who are not feeling their quite best during this flu season, Lord. Thank you for touching Joni, Lord, and thank you for touching Mama Preston, Father, and thank you for touching everybody, Lord, that is in need of you to run your DNA through them, Father. We cast out all colds and all flus and all viruses and anything that is not of you, God, because we know that because of Jesus Christ's stripes, we are already healed. So we are speaking against cancer. We are speaking against lupus. We're speaking against HIV. We're speaking against diabetes. We're speaking against any diabolical condition that could be in our bodies right now, and we speak life. We speak life more abundantly. We speak life more healthy. We speak life, God. So we just want to say thank you for giving us the power vested in the tongue to speak life over a situation. We ask that you watch over Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle, and continue to have her soar, Lord. Continue to have her rise above as a mentor, as a sister, as a spiritual leader, Lord, but most of all, as your daughter. God, we ask that you bless her comings and her goings, and we ask that you watch over co-founder Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, in her journey, Lord, her Abraham journey. Let her continue to hear your voice and do what it is that you want her to do. And God, for all the Master's Call family, past, present, future, Lord, we ask that you touch us, every last one of us, under the sound of our voice. Bless us, Lord, especially during this season. Bless our traveling mercies while it's snowing out here. Bless the traveling mercies while it might be sunny on another side. But God, even though we may leave this call, we're never going to leave your presence. So we just want to say thank you. And it is in Jesus' name that we thank you. Amen and amen. Yeah. Master's Call family, wow, wow, wow. We ask that you go to our website, www.themasterscall.net. And again, you'll be able to hear this call by going to that website or by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. Share this message so people can know what is going on the Master's Call. Minister Cynthia, I thank you for greeting and seeing God's children this morning. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK, we want to say thank you again for your yes. And Minister Lance Waterman, again, we say thank you for coming on. We have a few more messages, and we'll bring you back on for the closing benediction. Don't forget, our corporate fast is going on today. It's day two. No meats, no sweets, no treats. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. There are prayer directives on the website for you to go to and follow. And if you ever need a little strength or a little push during this time, please email us info@themasterscall.net or talk about it when you dial into the call. Again, we invite you to dial in a few minutes before the hour. So for the Eastern Coast, it's 8 o'clock, but we encourage you to call in maybe at 7:55. And out there in Central, we ask you to call in a little bit before 7 o'clock. And out there in Central, in Mountain, we ask you to call in a little bit before 6. And again, our family out there on the West Coast, wow, call in a little bit before 5 a.m. so you can get your blessing and fellowship with other TMC family members. And again, directly after this call, jump on the MMC call, 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. And that's immediately after this call, 8:30, 7:30, 6:30, and 5:30 a.m. respectfully. Minister Lance Waterman, can you please come back on for our closing benediction?
Amen. Isaiah 43:19 says, behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Please know that God before you, no one can be against you. Be blessed, everyone. Bye-bye.